If it's not like that, is it right?
If it's not like that, well, I guess if it's, it is as it is.
You enjoy that? You appreciate that? When it's not like that? It depends on understanding, the pure understanding, the perfect understanding.
When people doubt about the teaching of the Abhidharma or whether it was taught by the Buddha or whatever, this is a whole story, not about was a seeing or visible object. Could one infer to that as doubt or just thinking?
I think that why do they doubt about Abhidharma? It means that they also doubt about Dharma as well. But as one knows what Dharma is, there is no doubt about Abhidharma, because Dharma is Abhidharma.
It is interesting though, because in the Mahayana tradition, they have certain suttas that the Pali Canon doesn't have. And I've always thought this was kind of silly, and they said the reason they have them is because the Buddha taught them in the heaven realms, and he didn't teach them to the world, because the world couldn't understand them, but in the heavens they could understand them. So that's how they have these sutras. And I've always thought that was really silly. Until when I was recently in India, I was thinking about this, and I was thinking, that's exactly the same story we have with the Abhidharma. The Abhidharma was taught in Tushita. It's exactly the same Mahayana story. It was taught in Tushita, it wasn't taught on earth. I think there's no doubt that the Abhidharma really is the monks themselves trying to get a deeper understanding of the sutras and really formulating the Abhidharma themselves.
So what is Dhamma and what is Abhidharma? Are they not the same?
And for a person who doubts the Abhidharma is not really understanding the suttas.
But not everything that's in the sutras is in the Abhidharma.
Yes.
The Chetasikas, all the... everything is, can be found in the
sutras. Different term. Because without citta chetasi rupa, there's nothing.
But does the Buddha talk about those in the sutras? I don't recall.
A lot, like Sangyojana. Yeah. So it depends on the person who listens to the sutta, because the sutta represents Dhamma, which is Abhidharma, absolute Dhamma. Lopa dosa is also there in sutta too.
If someone says, like Vince mentioned, that they think the Abhidharma was not taught by the Buddha but taught later by monks amongst themselves, one can say, okay, this may or may not be doubt about the Dharma. Can one say it's a kind of wrong view or not?
I would say that whoever taught this was Sammasambuddha.
Right.
I don't mind who.
Right.
So, was like that, the Savaka must be wiser than Buddha himself, because he could talk the Dharma in details.
Well, it is possible, though, Achan, because they were very learned monks at that time, and they had a very good understanding of the Tipitaka. Like Buddhaghosa, for example, the Visuddhimagga, and one of the commentaries. I mean, it's not impossible that the monks themselves could clearly see, like you say yourself, it's in the suttas. So if you say it's in the suttas, they could have seen it was in the suttas and then had their own formulation of that. It's not impossible that that's the...
No Dhamma in sutta? Or also there's Dhamma in sutta?
No, I'm saying that you said that the Abhidharma is in the suttas.
Because if one understands what Abhidharma is, Dhamma and Abhidharma, are they the same or are they different?
Well, if it's in the suttas, if you can find the Abhidharma in the suttas, like you say, then it would be the same, if it's in the suttas.
So what's the difference between Abhidharma and Dhamma?
Well, if it's in the suttas, it wouldn't be any difference.
Not just the book.
Well, I'm not that familiar with all the suttas to say, oh, they're Abhidharma for that matter, to make any judgment. I'm not a scholar to that degree where I can say that.
Buddha taught Anattalakkhana Sutta to Panchavaki. Is that not Abhidharma? In Vinaya. And also in sutta, many suttas too. So if we understand Dhamma, we understand what Abhidharma is, the same exactly, because it concerns the citta, cetasika, rupa, nibbana. If there is no these things in sutta, what did Buddha teach?
In some say concepts.
Without citta, can there be concepts? If citta does not think, how can there be concept?
Well, some would say that insistence on the part of the Abhidhammikas that all should be reduced to Paramattha Dhammas, because if you study the suttas alone, then it seems that concepts can be understood the same way as paramattha dhammas. You can get enlightened through observing concepts.
So what is concept? It's the object of thinking, or what? No. So there must be citta which thinks, otherwise there cannot be concept.
Well, that's what we say, but for them it's a matter of time, practice, and you will come to know.
But there must be citta and cetasika.
Yes, indeed.
So if, for example, they say it's written by later monks, and then as you say, that means it's suggesting that these are wiser than the Buddha in effect. So this shows the lack of confidence in the Sammasambuddha.
And on the teachings too.
So there must be in this case some
because
kind of wrong view.
The teaching is not just for anyone to believe, but to find out about the truth of what one heard. For example, citta or cetasika arupa. If we don't use these three terms, it doesn't matter as long as we can understand the reality which has the function or the characteristic of citta in any language. But since Buddha used this term, we use this term too. And if we can understand reality by this term, it's much better than other terms because it depends on different language. People can understand differently by different language.
If you study the suttas alone, then it seems that concepts can be understood the same way as paramattha dhammas. You can get enlightened through observing concepts.
So what is concept? It's the object of thinking, or what? So there must be citta which thinks, otherwise there cannot be concept.
Well, that's what we say, but for them it's a matter of time, practice, and you will come to know.
But there must be citta and cetasika.
Yes, indeed.
For example, they say it's written by later monks, and then as you say, that means it's suggesting that these are wiser than the Buddha in effect. So this shows the lack of confidence in the Sammasambuddha.
And on the teachings too.
So there must be in this case some
because
kind of wrong view.
The teaching is not just for anyone to believe, but to find out about the truth of what one heard. For example, citta or cetasika arupa. If we don't use these three terms, it doesn't matter as long as we can understand the reality which has the function or the characteristic of citta in any language. But since Buddha used this term, we use this term too. And if we can understand reality by this term, it's much better than other terms because it depends on different language. People can understand differently by different language.